alive. Nina Simone began to develop close friendships with some of the 1960s civil rights movement's leading writers and thinkers, including Lorraine Hansberry and James Baldwin, who encouraged Nina to use her platform as a performer to unapologetically shed light on the atrocities inflicted on the Black community. And this led Nina Simone to pen her iconic protest anthem, Mississippi Goddamn, which was written in response to the assassination of Medgar Evers, as well as the murder of four Black children as a result of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing in Birmingham. Nina Simone performed this song along with Old Jim Crow at Carnegie Hall in 1964, marking the beginning of her career as a bona fide civil rights singer, at tremendous risk to her career and even her safety. It is things like this where Nina Simone, time and time again, chronicled the injustices for Black Americans. And it is the spirit that we still see sowing seeds in movements like Black Lives Matter matters today. And that is why Nina Simone is a groundbreaking artist. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. But right now, here is that anthem, Mississippi Goddamn, from Nina Simone.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows. Show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. Keep on saying, go slow. She thought I was kidding. Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears. Talk real fine, just like a
lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go.
Full speed on the project train, heading for my love that's sweet like
Celebrating the genius of Nina Simone and the artists that continue her legacy, this is Girly So Groovy. Speaking of one artist continuing Nina's legacy, that was music right there from Lauryn Hill with the song Final Hour from her album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill is quoted as saying about Nina Simone, "I fed on this music like my basic food. I believed I always had a right to have a voice. Nina Simone's example is clearly a form of sustenance to a generation needing to find theirs. What a gift. And she is right. Nina Simone is an absolute gift. In the middle, a musician whose story is in many ways so similar to Nina Simone, a woman who is unafraid to bring in the blackness of her identity to the politics of her music, while also bringing in the queerness of her identity into her music, refusing to be pigeonholed. It's Michelle Ndege Ocello. We heard the song Step Into the Projects. That's from her debut album, Plantation Lullabies. And then, of course, we started with Nina Simone with her anthemic Mississippi Goddamn, taken from Nina Simone in Concert, her 1964 concert album. One other way that Nina Simone impacted pop music as a musician and artist was not only for being a voice for the injustices of Black Americans through the 1960s and 70s, but also her absolute embrace of African traditions, both in her music, in her politics, but especially even in just her dress, definitely bringing in African traditions through the her braids, her beads, the caftans that she wore. And after Nina Simone started doing this live in concert, then you saw musicians like Aretha Franklin and Stevie Wonder follow. Let me put this into perspective for you. At the time that Nina Simone was writing and recording, the biggest Black voices in pop music were coming out of Motown. And don't get me wrong, those musicians, for pure representation and diversity, needed to be heard, but Motown singers played it safe. The idea of bringing in politics to the music was not something that they were doing. Whereas here, Nina Simone's not only bringing in her politics, she's also bringing in African traditions in the face of America in the 1960s. So right now, here is a perfect example of what I mean, bringing in African traditions into her music. It's Nina Simone with the song Zungo here on Girly So Groovy. Zungu, ay ay ay, Zungu, ay ay It's Black History Month, and we are honoring the genius that was Nina Simone and the women who owe their careers to Nina Simone. We just heard music from Erykah Badu. The song is called My People. That's from her album New America, Part 1, Fourth World War. Before that, it is Nina Simone with her song Zungo. It's a live recording taken from her 1962 concert album Nina at the Village Gate. In addition to Nina Simone being such a voice for the civil rights movement through the 1960s, another way that Nina Simone is a significant musician is the way she is a songwriter. There is a reason Nina Simone was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nina Simone's legacy is that she's often considered a jazz singer, partly because of her incredible piano playing, but actually it was a label she deeply resented. Nina Simone saw it only as a racial classification. She was classically trained, yet her nickname was the High Priestess of Soul. If anything, Nina Simone claimed that she was a folk singer, and her incredible, dazzling repertoire included Broadway show tunes, Israeli folk tunes, classical compositions by Brecht and Kurt Weill, songs by the Bee Gees, Leonard Cohen, and George Harrison, traditional ballads, spirituals, gospel, even children's songs. This type of catalog remains unparalleled, and because of this, Nina Simone expanded the definition of genres like jazz and pop and R&B, reimagining what these genres could be.